Hi everybody, and welcome to another Morning English podcast. I'm Jack, and I'm here with Sunny.
Hi guys, this is Sunny from Morning English, and welcome back to our channel. So, what's our topic for today, Jack?
Well, today we're going to be taking a look at 4 British slang words.
Wow!
Yeah, so if you can use any of these around a British person, they'll be very shocked and impressed.
那么今天我们要来和 Jack 一起来看看几个很地道很实在的英国俚语。这些俚语有多地道呢？就是那种你说了之后会让英国人民震惊的那种地道。如果你想查看更多学习笔记和学习资料，请微信微博搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以看到啦。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。So every time I say this, I want a little clap from you, Jack.
All right then. Well, only if you give me a little clap every time I speak Chinese.
Well, I'll give you a clap if you use my hometown language.
Oh, your hometown language. Okay. 好的，外婆。
I'm not your 外婆。
对不起，姐姐。
Yeah, okay. 姐姐 is fine.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind. Right, so first up, we've got fluke.
Fluke. So how are we spelling that, Jack?
It's F-L-U-K-E.
那么第一个单词很简单的是 F-L-U-K-E, fluke. So what does fluke mean, Jack?
Well, a fluke is when something great happens to you by chance or accident. So for example, if Sunny potted 2 balls in 1 shot when playing pool, you would say, wow, what a fluke.
好，那么这个 fluke 它是表示侥幸、碰巧，比如说，其实我经常和我们的强子一起 play pool， 打桌球。那么如果我一杆子出去进了俩球，那么就是运气好。这时候我们的 Jack 就可以说 What a fluke!
So another more simple example sentence is something like I got a pass in my science exam by fluke.
那么其实这个单词我们还有一种用法叫做 by fluke、也就是可以理解为凭运气，比如说刚刚 Jack 给我们举的这个例子， I got a pass in my science exam by fluke， 我的科学测试运气非常好的就这样通过了。 So what's up next, Jack?
Well, next we've got zonked. Any guesses?
Zonked、Okay, how do we spell it?
Well, it's spelled Z-O-N-K-E-D.
Okay, Z-O-N-K-E-D.、Okay, I think maybe it means frozen, right?
not too bad. It actually means something that we can both relate to. It's when you're extremely tired.
All right, I think I got you. 那么Jack 和我们分享的第二个单词就是 zonked， 这个单词的意思就是超级超级困，很累了， extremely tired. So how can I say this one, Jack? Can I say that I had 6 classes today and I'm zonked?
Yeah, exactly. If you had 6 classes, you would be extremely zonked, yes. So another example we could use is when a baby has drunk so much milk, their eyes roll into the back of their head, it would be fair to say he or she was zonked.
那么这个地方 Jack 是说、还有一种情况可以用这个单词，比如说当一个小 baby 他喝了很多的牛奶，然后 his eyes roll into the back of his head, 他的眼睛翻到了脑袋后面，然后这时候我们就可以说 The baby was zonked. 这个小 baby 就是有点昏睡过去累睡着的那种感觉。 So I do the same thing when I have a meal.
Yeah, me too to be fair. Right, so the next one we're going to cover is something that I'm sure 2 of us never do, Sunny, and it's skive.
Well, skive, how do we spell it?
Well, we spell it S-K-I-V-E, skive.
Well, I sincerely don't know the meaning of it. But I wonder what it is that we don't do.
Basically, it's when you make a false excuse to avoid doing something. So you basically...
like work?
Yeah, work or school or anything that you don't want to go to, you skive.
其实这个 skive 这个单词就是表示偷懒、开小差。不想去学校啊，不想去上班，或者是不想去某个 social event， 不想和某人社交的时候，我们就说一个excuse， 说一个借口，然后就不去。But Jack and I, we never do that.
Oh, never, never.
So what's the last one, Jack?
Well, the last one is gobsmacked. Now, this is when you find something shocking or unbelievable.
Gobsmacked. So how do we spell it?
It's G-O-B-S-M-A-C-K-E-D. Gobsmacked.
那么最后一个很实用的表达就是 gobsmacked。这个单词是表示、很惊讶、很震惊、目瞪口呆的那一种、比如说我可以这样说 I'd be gobsmacked if someone accused me of skiving 如果说有人说我逃班的话我真的会目瞪口呆 because I never did that
Oh yeah, I'd be gobsmacked too So gob is slang for mouth in England So if you were shocked your mouth would be hanging open and someone would want to smack it out of amazement So gobsmacked、
那么这个 gob G-O-B 它在英国俚语中是表示嘴mouth 如果说你很震惊的话你的嘴巴就会张开啊这个样子然后呢这个 smack 它和 slap 意思一样是表示掌掴、Jack 说如果你震惊的时候把你的嘴张开了 meaning someone would want to smack it 就是说你震惊的张嘴的话别人就会想打你一嘴巴虽然我也不知道为什么但是基本上这个单词的意思就是指目瞪口呆 gobsmacked、
Right, so just to cover today, we used four English slang terms. The first one was fluke, when something happens to you by chance or accident.
对，今天我们一共学习了四个英国俚语，都非常的简单，但是非常的实用。第一个就是 fluke, 它是表示侥幸、碰巧。
The second one was zonked, if you're extremely tired.
那么第二个是 zonked, 它是表示你非常非常的累。
The third one was skive or 偷懒。
偷懒。
偷懒。I knew I'd get it wrong.
Okay, 第三个是 skive, 它是表示偷懒、开小差。然后最后一个 gobsmacked.
Yes, if you're amazed. 目瞪口呆。
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 Okay, you're doing great.
谢谢老师。
好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以啦。好了，以上就是我们今天节目的所有内容，你都学会了吗
？Yeah, that's all we have time for. But thanks for joining us. I've been Jack,
and I've been Sunny.
See you next time.
See you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Adios, amigos.